You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, healthy debate in here about who the second fiddles are. We've had people charging into the studio. Who's the second fiddle? Tom Costigan can get a little bit overbearing at times, can't he? Anyway, great second fiddles. John Oates, Sonny Bono, Art Garfunkel, Dr. Watson, Dick Grayson. I think I may have misunderstood the assignment. You did, Pearl, but that's okay. Wild Panther chips in really early doors. Jimmy, I reckon Stu McGill played a good second hand to the great S.K. Warn. There it is, early doors. Wild Panther, well played on that one. Early doors is the game tomorrow night. You'll hear it across the SEN network. It is the Knights. I think they've got 17. They've got 17 for the game. Great. They've got the game against the Dolphins. One of their good players through the first couple of weeks of the competition has been their fullback, Lachie Miller. He's been good enough to join us on the line. G'day, Lachie.
G'day, guys. Hey. How are you going?
Yeah, really well. More to the point, mate. How are you going? How's the feeling in a Newcastle Knights side that I say flippantly about how challenging it is around a 17, but it is all hands on deck, though.
Yeah, no, exactly right. No, the feeling's really good. Obviously, we've got a couple of milestones there with some young fellas coming in debut, and then also Gags is 150th. So nothing changes for us heading forward. It's just sort of the next man up. Got to do the job, and we're all really excited.
Can I take you back to Leichhardt Oval, the carnage that ensued there over the 80 minutes, Lockie, and just get the thoughts in the dressing shed after the match of Adam O'Brien and what he said to the group on what is a really, really famous victory in the history of the Newcastle Knights?
Yeah, he just touched on how proud he was of us. Obviously, it's been a pretty tough pre-season for the boys, and they went on a bit of an army camp, but he spoke on how that came out in our game, and then also just the resilience that the boys put on throughout the game. But yeah, he was just stoked and sort of just said that's sort of the precedent. If you want to be in a Knights jersey, that's what we want to hold ourselves to.
Yeah, right. How aware, like obviously you're at the back, you're seeing everything, but just okay, Kalen goes down, then you lose Jaden Brayley, then you've got Tyson Frizzell. How aware are you during the course of the game of all that's going on, Lockie, or are you just concentrating on your own game?
Well, yeah, I suppose it definitely pops up, and you're definitely like, oh, geez, what's going to happen here? But there was a real good feeling amongst the boys, and one bloke in particular, Leo Thompson, was just like, yeah, whatever, let's do it, let's go again. So everyone was just, no matter what happened last week, everyone was like, yeah, let's just get on with it. We've got people that's going to step in and do the job, and that's what happened in the end.
Yeah, absolutely, they did. I'm thinking about the Dolphins game this week. I'm thinking about your involvement. I'm looking at the stats that's coming out of the first couple of games. Have you been happy with the form that you've shown for Newcastle? Has Adam O'Brien been happy with it?
Yeah, I have been pretty happy. Obviously, I've had a pretty limited time with the group, and I'm trying to form some combinations have been a bit tricky, but they brought me just to sort of run the ball as much as I can, take a bit of pressure off our middle forwards, and the combinations will come, throughout the season. So I've been happy. Obviously, there's lots to work on. I'm very, very, very new player to the game. So lots to work on, but so far I've been pretty happy.
Yeah. All right. Before we get to the move to Newcastle, I want to get back to the move to rugby league. You had I know you had league in your junior days, but you had an elite career with Sevens rugby. Why the jump to league, and why at that time?
Sort of like, obviously I always wanted to do it, and I didn't want to be an older bloke when I'm sitting on the couch watching it and saying, oh, I could have played that. So yep. I really wanted to have a crack at it, and I sort of at that time thought it was the best chance for me to do it, and also my last chance. I usually try to use the Olympics as sort of a draw card to get back in there, and then I was lucky enough to strike a deal.
Yeah, nice one. Okay, so we understand that one. Now help us understand why to Newcastle at that time. What were they saying to you, and what did you see at the Sharks that made you accept that offer?
Yeah, I obviously really enjoyed my time down in Cronulla. But just for me, obviously, they got, you know, in my opinion, one of the top-grade fullbacks in Willie Kennedy. And then Cade coming through is a really good player. So just for me, I thought my growth was going to be sort of somewhere else where I could play consistent footy. And then when I met Adam and Pari at the time, it really appealed to me. I liked them as blokes, and the sort of footy they sold me was really exciting. And then, the chance to come up here and play with some of the players that are up here is pretty exciting. So.
Yeah.
That's what got me up here.
You're an Olympic class athlete, so we know that. And we know what's required physically to play the sevens game, but I'm tipping it's a little bit different to play the 13s game. What are the biggest difference? What you're doing as far as physical preparation and what you're feeling after an 80-minute performance?
I'm feeling pretty sore at the moment, but it's obviously it's pretty weird because you play 14 minutes in sevens. And
yes.
In the NRL, you play 80 or thereabouts. So it's very different, but the main difference is in sevens, you do all really high-speed stuff. Everything's over speed, and
yep.
When you're playing, there's not much downtime. It's always go, go, go. So that's the main difference, but, yeah, it's definitely a different fitness. I'm a bit heavier now too, so.
Yeah, right. And does that over speed stuff, does that help you in the rugby league, or did you have to learn – hey, I've got to be able to take my breaks when they are available?
Yeah, I did have to learn, but obviously I had some good coaches and some good mentors down at Cronulla that really, really helped me with that. But, yeah, you got to take your breaks when you can in this game because it's a long time out there.
Yeah. I know you've got the young family. How are you handling up there in the Newcastle district?
It's really good. Obviously, my partner's from Sydney and I'm from Coffs Harbour originally, so it's really nice in between, and we're really happy. You've got a nice place in a nice suburb, so we're really happy and everything's looking good.
Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to let you know, Lockie, is that I actually played footy with your father-in-law, Brett Gillard. He's pretty intense when it comes to the training. I think I've seen vision on his Instagram page of him getting your son to push 7, 8, 9 chairs across the floor. Is that part of the reason you moved out of Sydney too, to get away from your father-in-law?
Yeah, if I said yes, I'd probably be in a bit of trouble. That was actually the tougher decision. Obviously, first grandchild, they treat him like a king. So,
yeah.
He's been pushing chairs since he could walk. So I'm sure he'll be in some sort of sport soon enough.
And is that you or is that Brett?
No, that's Brett. He's mad keen on his training, that bloke.
Oh, he's fantastic. You do see him. 54 or 53 years of age. He's incredible, Nick. And, of course, played for the Roosters and the Rabbits back in the 1990s. What do you see when you look at the Dolphins for this weekend, Lockie?
They're very, obviously, they're a new team, but they're a very professional team with what they do. They're very complete really well. And they've got a lot of strike all over the park and a lot of experience. So, they're going to bring a different sort of game than we had last week. So we just got to, we've got to find a way to beat them.
Yeah. Okay, so Leichhardt last week, the week before that, you were over in Wellington. First time for you at Newcastle, though. What are your expectations? What are the people in the squad and the team talked about playing in front of a really, really parochial crowd up there at Newcastle?
Yeah, that's sort of what we touched on too. Like, we really want to build this home ground and get, you know, week after week that we play here, get a big, sell it out even. So we touched on that. And I played here last year against them, and it's a very hostile crowd to be on the other end of. So I'm looking forward to being on the receiving end of some of the cheers instead of the boos.
Yeah, nice. What can you tell us about the new guys, Ryan Rivette and Dylan Lucas, playing their very first games in the National Rugby League?
Yeah, I played with Riv down in Cronulla. He was come through the 20 system. He's a really good young halfback, got really good vision. He's just one of those really natural players that have a lot of time with the ball. And then, obviously, I'm pretty new up here with Dill Lucas, but he's just a footy player. He just loves it. He's competitive. He's tough. He'll do anything. So Really excited for them too. Really excited.
Yeah, you're a wholehearted player, Lachie Miller. I reckon the Newcastle fans are going to take to you very nicely. Great to have some time with you today, and we look forward to calling you in action tomorrow, mate. Go well.
Thanks very much for having me.
Lachie Miller there from the Newcastle Knights seems a really likeable sort of fella, and I tell you, he's playing some good footy as well. Keep those text messages coming in, 0457 736 736. Late for the news, of course. We'll get to that, and then we're back with What's Trending with Coach Kay.